Okay, good morning. We're continuing our study of Sha'arim B'Tfilah. Continuing our conclusion, our study of the conclusion of Sha'arim B'Tfilah. We're on page Kuf Nun Gimel 153. And in this section of the Pirkei Sium, Rav Pinkas, put a donut in your mouth so you stop talking. Rav Pinkas has been developing the idea that the prerequisite to a meaningful rendezvous, to a meaningful experience with the Ribono Shel Olam, is to understand how categorically different we are from Him. The moment we think we can relate and identify with God, He's like us, He's just a bigger version. He's just a better version. He's just a more advanced version. So then that's not a real relationship. To have a real relationship with Hashem is to realize He's the other, He's apart, He's categorically different than we are. And He gave the mashal of, if you picture a bird taking away a drop of sand from the top of a large mountain, a grain every year, how many years it would take to turn it into a valley, and you picture that, and that takes millions of billions of trillions of gazillions of years, and then you realize that that's nothing compared to eternity. And God represents eternity, is just beyond our comprehension. And only when we realize that we're having a relationship with someone who is beyond our comprehension can we begin the relationship. Mashal hedge lezeim, hainu omrim lezvuv, shemachmas mitzvah she'asu yizke lenitzchiyus, muvanu she'ikanis lo'olam abba zvuv, ravei ta'anugim, uvishah, shenis yale b'madreg av yelet zipur, v'achar kach lebehema, v'achar kach le'adam, l'malach zara v'chein hala, omek lefneim omek, chidush lefneim chidush, tanug lefneim tanug, שזהו מציאוס עולם נצחי, שכל רגע הוא שחוק וישחד ששו שמחה על חידוש הנפלא שמקודם היה בדומה לו כלל. So, Rav Pinkas last week had quoted the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, who said, we recite, as Yemalei Yitzchok Pinu, Yemos HaMashiach, when we will have full redemption and great revelation, so our mouth will be filled with Tzchok. And the Gra wondered, what is the difference between Tzchok and Simcha? And he said, Simcha is the lasting, sustained sense of pleasure of having the knowledge. Tzchok is the immediate feeling of joy that you get. Right, so just relevant to the example we're just using. So Baruch Hashem, Bli Ayin Hara. I was able to walk the other day for the first time in 7.5 weeks without crutches. So, thank you. Shkoyach, shkoyach, okay. Thank you. So for the first couple of days, it's Az Yemalei Tzchok Pinu. Mamash just can't stop smiling. I kept calling Yechev and saying, I have great news. She said, well, I can walk. So, okay, I got it, yeah. So that's Tzchok. Tzchok is that incredible feeling, the gratification that you have immediately. And then it transforms to Simcha, right? So in a week from now, I won't feel Tzchok. You can walk, okay, you take that for granted again. But you'll still have the Simcha that you are in that position or have that condition in life. So says, so when we get to Olam Haba, Rav Pinkas is trying to describe eternity, contact, access to the eternal in the world to come. It won't be Simcha. We're never going to grow accustomed to that new condition. It's going to be Tzchok over and over and over and over again. You just can't believe you have that healthy child. You can't believe you have that marriage, that wife. You can't believe you got that job. You can't believe whatever it is that you're so excited by. It never transforms from Tzchok to Simcha. It remains Tzchok over and over again. So he says, you know, imagine a Zvuv gets into the world to come, and then it turns into a bird, it turns into an animal, turns into a person, turns into a malach. It keeps getting better and better. It never gets old, it never gets complacent, something which is casual or taken for granted. And that's for us. Every moment you gain something that the last moment you never imagined in a million years you could have. Because the yimshach below kitzva below sof, and this will continue without an end and without boundaries. Laorach zman kemoshen esbar b'mashal gargire yachol shahar yigamer va'adam ahu adayin yamshich legadol yosef legadol yosef yoser lehanos lasanag yosef yoser ba'omek lufnim omek me'asagos tuva yisbarach ad olam. This will go on forever and ever and ever. The bird will be done removing the grain of sand, turning the mountain into a valley, which will take forever. And it'll still be just the very beginning of your journey. That's how long forever is. So you have to understand that every mitzvah we do, every opportunity, davening with kavana, making a bracha, doing an act of chesed, giving tzedakah, helping someone, every mitzvah we do earns that repeating, sustained, renewed pleasure in the world to come. And if we understood the magnitude, if we understood the potency, if we understood the value of that reward, then how could we ever choose not to want to have access to that, not to earn that? And similarly, just as a prerequisite to prayer is to understand we're categorically different, to try to grasp the concept of eternity and foreverness, similarly, the prerequisite to a meaningful tefillah experience is to think about and to contemplate God's incredible strength, His chesed. When you're talking about God's endlessness, boundlessness, right, if we were talking about an endless chesed, so again, our mistaken notion is to think that Hashem is like us, just a little expanded and more. So I'm capable of doing three acts of chesed a day. Oh, Hashem, He's infinite, all-powerful, omnipotent. He can do a million acts of chesed a day. But it's not just that a Kadosh Baruch Hu could do the same chesed as me, but He can do a million acts and I can only do three. It's that the act of chesed of Hashem is a categorically different chesed than my chesed. It's altogether different. What it means is that our chesed is bound. So people come all day to me, others here, we hear people's problems. And we're capable of doing some chesed. We seek to relieve at least a little bit the suffering, the pain, the anguish, the challenge, the discomfort. But there are boundaries to what we can do to relieve it. We have limits on how we can help. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is limitless in how He can help. He can create an altogether new reality for the person, for the world. So yes, we're using the same word to talk about Hashem's chesed and our chesed. Hashem is the gomel chesed. We are obligated to do chesed. We happen to be using the same word, but the chesed is categorically different. Not just in its quantity, but in its quality. And that's what we say in Hallel. We've been saying a lot of Hallel lately. That's what we say in Hallel. Hodu Lashem Kitov. Hodu is a double meaning. Hodu means both grateful, to be modeh, I'm grateful. And Hodu also means an acknowledgement. Hodu also means a concession, I'm conceding. So Hodu Lashem Kitov. I'm grateful to Hashem, plus I acknowledge or I concede to Hashem that He is good. Kili olam chasto. His chesed is la'olam. It's an altogether different level of chesed. And this is what we say. Ilu finu male shirakayam. Even if our mouth is filled with song like the sea, ulishonenu rina kamon galav, and our tongue carried song like the waves. We, even if we spend every moment of every day offering the greatest praise and gratitude that we're capable of doing, we still would not scratch the surface to express gratitude and to acknowledge. I don't know exactly what the fraction is, but a tiny, negligible, almost imperceivable percentage. Right? One morsel of bread that you get to take a bite out of should warrant, should precipitate the gratitude that is bigger than the sea. Because of the great chesed in that one moment. What's the chesed in one moment of bread? First of all, you can afford, you have access to fresh bread. You have the ability to chew it. You have your teeth. You have the ability to swallow it. Your gastrointestinal system is working. You have the ability to absorb what you need from it and to discard what you didn't need from it. You have the ability. There's a million miracles that takes place in successfully accessing, biting, swallowing, and so on, one bite of bread. That should warrant stopping and writing God the greatest love letter of all time. Because you took one bite of one donut. Forget the coffee. Just a bite of one donut. And that's what we say in Nishmas. That's true for one bite of one donut on one day. if you look at the totality of our lives, it's endless the gratitude we should be expressing. If each moment of chesed has boundless chesed, add all of that up, and you have an infinite amount of gratitude we owe to an infinite amount of chesed. So again, if before you walk into shul, before you open your mouth in davening, you contemplate some of this. What is the chesed? Who is God? How are we categorically different? What is eternity? What is the reward for a mitzvah? It will transform the davening we will have. Have a fantastic day.